morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. The scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let the what?
Weak.
So if you're weak, how do you feel?
Weak.
You feel weak. Huh? Because you're weak.
Right.
If you are weak, how do you look?
Weak.
You look weak. Right? Why?
Because
you're weak. And so what should the weak say?
I'm strong.
See, now he didn't say, he's not talking about how you look. He's not talking about how you feel. He's talking about what you
say.
Do you have to say what you see?
No.
Do you have to say what you feel?
No.
We talked about this in last week's classes. 2 Corinthians talks about we having the same spirit of faith according to what was written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
It's not talking about how you feel or how you look. God created everything you see. The planet, and you look up in the sky, all the other planets. That came out of his mouth.
Hallelujah.
Woo! What? That big burning ball of fire 95 million miles away from us that makes us look like a tiny little marble out beside it, that came out of God's mouth. And all the other billions of them came out of his mouth. Well, he made us in his own likeness and image. We are speaking spirits. Glory to God.
Glory.
And he's given us that ability, put some of his own faith inside us, a measure of his own faith, with the ability, should we choose to believe, to speak our belief, to speak our faith. And this, brother, sister, is creative power.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It is creative power. We're not creating galaxies like he is. We're not there yet. I don't know when we would be, but no need to be concerned about that. How about speaking over your bills?
Yes.
Is that right? How about speaking over your feet?
Yes.
Huh? Your heart?
Yes.
Your blood?
Yes.
Speaking over your children?
Yes.
Your marriage?
Yes.
Your family? Speaking over your job, your profession, your business?
Yes.
And people are speaking over it. But usually not so good. Is that right? People are. They're saying all kind of stuff over their family. I can't live with that stupid blankety blank. I can't, you know, my kids are crazy. I can't take it anymore. Well, that releases something too. That releases oppression.
Yes.
That increases fear. When you say, I can't make it, the demons around you laugh. And they go, that's right. We'll see to it that you can't make it. You are inviting demonic dark influences when you, if you say, I just can't. I can't take it anymore. I can't stand it. I can't take it. That is like throwing the doors open and inviting dark spirits to come and attack you and oppress you. And I'm not saying you don't feel that way. And I'm not saying there hadn't some bad stuff happen to influence you that way. But if you begin to understand how things work and what's really going on, you know that's the last thing you want to do when you're already in trouble. What you need to do is to choose to believe.
Amen.
And stir up on the inside.
Yes.
And say something like, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I am strong.
I am strong.
People might look at you and go, you're anything but strong. You say, I didn't ask you. I am strong. speaking words, faith-filled words. Now, I know there are people that hear things like this and they say, oh, that's, you know, that's just positive thinking stuff. I don't know what that, they let them mock on. Yeah. And they'll perish in their own junk. Mm-hmm. And they won't know, they won't have an answer. When they have a problem, I didn't come up with this. Mm-hmm. You didn't come up with this. I'm quoting scriptures.
Yes.
I'm quoting, it is written, our God, that we call our God, our Creator, this is how He Himself functions.
Yes.
He conceives, He believes, He speaks, and things change.
Amen.
And you and I can hear His words and conceive and believe and speak,
amen,
and things will change.
Amen.
Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it, whichever one you like, they'll eat the fruit thereof. Well, let's speak life. Let's speak life. Somebody say, I choose life.
I choose life.
I speak life.
I speak life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead and just say some things today. Say it out loud, I am strong.
I am strong.
Doesn't matter how I feel.
Doesn't matter what I see.
I am
strong in the Lord
and in the power of His might.
I can
do all things
through Christ
who strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Talk like that. And nobody else has to be around, or if they are around, they may need to hear it too. But instead of, you know, when you're tempted to go, oh my God, what are we going to do? There's so much wrong with that. First off, you're using the Lord's name in vain. And when you say God or oh God or my God, you need to either be talking to Him or about Him. Anything else is vanity. And it's violation of one of the Ten Commandments. Very serious. So you're, who would push you to say that? Who would push you to talk like that and make an exclamation like that? That's the enemy pushing you and you not being aware enough to not yield to it.
Yeah.
And then to say, we're not going to make it. What am I going to do? Talking about what you don't know, what you don't have, what you can't do is choosing not to be in faith.
Right.
You got to stop talking about what you don't know. What you don't have. Huh? What you can't do. You need to begin to talk about who you are in Christ. What you have in Him. What you can do. We just got through quoting that, right? What can you do? Really? What can you do? Say it again. I can.
Do all
things. Now don't leave out this last part.
Huh?
If you leave this last part off, it's not true. But through Christ,
amen,
through the anointed one,
amen,
who strengthens me. So this is how you talk when you're pushed, when you're pressed, when you're hit, when you're hurt, when you're challenged, when you feel weak. You start saying words. You start releasing things. That's going to open the door, not for the enemy to attack you, but for the Holy Spirit to show up, for the holy angels to move and work and influence. And you got to discipline yourself because you won't always feel like saying and declaring these things. But the time when you most feel like crying and feeling sorry for yourself, that's when it's the most critical that you don't. But that you, even if you got tears in your eyes, you stir yourself up and you say, no, God's on my side.
Amen.
He loves me.
Amen.
He's with me.
Yes.
He's for me.
He's
helping me.
He's
ordering my steps.
Yes.
He's directing my paths.
Yes.
He will show me what to do.
Yes.
He will add to me all that I need. I call myself strong. I call my mind bright. I call every bill paid. I call every need met.
Thank you.
Do it.
Yes.
And see what happens.
Yes.
Do it. You've tried the other stuff.
Right.
You know what that does? Do this.
Yes.
Do this. It doesn't even have to be where anybody else sees and hears it. Mm-hmm. But do it as a choice of faith. And I'm telling you, you'll see immediate changes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't just talk how you feel. Speak what you want.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Don't just talk to release emotions. Speak to change things.
Amen.
Change things.
Amen.
Hmm? Talk to your body.
Yep.
Say, body.
Body.
You're my body.
You're my body.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
And then whatever it is, whatever needs to happen, if something's not working right, you talk to it. And you tell it to clear up.
Yes.
You tell it to be healed.
Amen.
Tell it to work right. Mm-hmm. Now, I know this sounds foreign to some people because some folks have never heard this in church. But it's been in the Bible for a long, long time. And it's how God himself operates. And he has told us that we are to be followers of him, imitators of him as dear children. It's the natural thing for a child to imitate its parents.
Yes. Yes.
And we're supposed to imitate him.
Amen.
I had somebody years ago, they got upset with what I was saying along this line. They tried to take me to task. They said, well, you're just trying to act like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea.
Exactly right.
Right?
Yes. I mean,
you got somebody better for me to follow in the example? But that's how far religious tradition has gotten people away from the word. No, he gave us an example, showed us how to do it. And so did Jesus speak to things?
Yes.
Oh, he spoke to things. He commanded fevers to leave. I remember one time I read that, and that was Peter's mother-in-law. And the Bible said Jesus came, and she was, Dr. Luke said she had a great fever, which means she's delirious. She's in bad shape with a fever. And they asked Jesus to come minister to her. And so he comes over, and the Bible said he rebuked the fever. And I had read that before, but this time it really stood out to me, and I thought, now hold on. He's not praying. He's not talking to the Father. He's not talking to God. And certainly you wouldn't rebuke the Father.
No.
Not if you got any sense. And he's not rebuking Peter's mother-in-law. She may not even be conscious. But besides that, he doesn't need to rebuke her for that. He rebuked the fever. The fever. That stood out to me. And when I saw that, I kind of asked the question, can a fever hear? See, we need mind renewal, don't we?
Yes.
Because, you know, their people will mock you because you said the Lord spoke something to you.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, they think they're hearing from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they need to be in a mental institution.
Yeah.
They're hearing things. They're hearing voices. The Bible is full of people who heard from God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And certainly there are people who say they did who didn't, but it doesn't do away with the reality that you can and should if you learn how to listen. But can a fever hear? And you know that looking at Jesus' ministry, he spoke to trees.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to the wind,
mm-hmm.
didn't he?
Yes.
And the waves. He spoke to evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And they left. And here he is speaking to a fever. He rebuked a fever. And I read that and I thought, can a fever hear? And then I just read the next verse and it said, and it left her.
Yeah.
I thought, yep. Yeah. Fevers can hear. Is that right? He told it to leave and it left. And she got up well and ministered to them. If a fever can hear, cancer can hear.
Amen.
Oh, come on, are y'all with
yes.
me or not?
Yes.
AIDS can hear.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Any kind of infection?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
COVID?
Yes.
Are y'all with me, class?
Yes.
If a fever can hear, if a tree can hear, if the wind can hear, if waves can hear, then there is a reason and a purpose for us speaking to things that others would say, well, that's inanimate. Why are you talking to that? Well, just because they don't understand, just because they don't believe the Bible, doesn't mean you and I have to ignore it. Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to him.
Amen.
We're going to follow his example.
Yes.
So, child of God, start speaking to things in your life. If something's not right, don't just worry and fret over it. Do something about it.
Yes.
Speak against it.
Yes.
And you do have authority in the name above every name.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
So speak to it. If something's bothering you, bothering yours, anything you have authority and control over, then you have a right to speak over it. And there's not just the negative side, there's the positive side. You can bless things.
Amen.
You can speak over a thing to increase.
Amen.
And prosper. We were, my wife and I were leaving our house the other day, and we got a few trees out in the yard. And one of them was looking a little scrawny. I said, we got to talk to that tree. Somebody, are you serious? Absolutely serious.
Yes.
And so when we drove by, both of us pointed to it and said, tree! Be healthy,
Amen.
Flourish, live, grow.
Hmm?
Listen, you really expect something? Absolutely. Jesus spoke to the fig tree, didn't he? Against it. And so you can speak against, you can speak for, you can curse, you can bless.
Amen.
These things are real. I know people think they're too smart to believe this, but it's their loss.
Yeah.
And there are ways to deal with things that can't be dealt with any other way. Mm-hmm. Said out loud, I am a child of God.
I am
an overcomer.
I have
authority
in his
name.
And
I speak his words
in his name.
And things change. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, we've been on a series now for a number of weeks that we're calling Faith for Provision. And in life, you need provision. What we've been talking about right now applies immediately right here. Too many people are saying, I can't get ahead. I seems like I'm always running out. I get ahead a little bit and something happens and I get knocked back. And just about time, seems like we're starting to come out a little bit, then something else happens. And what's going to happen next? Now, so many people talk like this that most people don't even notice it when they hear it. But this is allowing wrong influences to work against you and to work in your life. A friend of mine, Brother Jerry Savelle, a minister who's gone home to be with the Lord now, he taught a lot and preached a lot on the favor of God. And because it was a focus of his and he believed it and practiced it, he experienced a lot of it. And isn't that something that what you preach and talk a lot about, you have?
Yeah.
Is that right? I know some years ago, I was in a place where we were just teaching healing every day. And a person came and they wanted to take me to task. And they said, well, we don't believe in all that healing stuff. We don't preach all that stuff. And they'd say they hadn't seen any miracles. And I said, well, now that's interesting. I mean, you don't preach it. You don't believe it. And you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
We preach it. We believe it. And I showed him folders full of testimonies. I said, you calling all these people liars? These signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right?
Amen.
Not those that don't believe. He said, well, I don't believe in all that stuff. Well, you won't be bothered with it. It won't bother you. But if you're smart, you listen to what the Word says.
Amen.
If somebody's preaching the Word, you should, like we said earlier, incline your ear and say, tell me more about that, because by the faith comes and to the point where you're persuaded of it and you begin to expect it.
Yes.
You begin to expect it.
Amen.
And so they were saying, you know, we don't preach all that stuff. We just preach this. And I hadn't seen a miracle. And I said, well, you don't preach it. You don't have it. We preach it. We have it. Amen. If you would like to have more of something, you better find somebody who preaches that.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Now, not just their opinions and ideas of it, but what the Word says about it. Preaches that. Because that's the thing you're needing. If you're thinking, well, man, I need more healing. I need more healing. No, you need more faith for healing. Where are you going to get that? Not from people who preach against it. Huh? You're not there. They'll take your faith away if you listen to it and believe it. Well, I need more money. I need more resources. Well, no, you need more faith for that. Where are you going to get it? You can come to faith school, and we'll give you 30 reasons. Is that right? From the scripture at no charge. No charge. And what a deal. And if you listen to it and feed on it week after week, week after week, it will push the doubt out. It will get you free from your wondering and questioning and wavering. And when you get to the place where you go, all right, I see that. That's the Bible. That's not just Brother Keith waving his arms and carrying. No, that is what God said. And it's obvious this is His will. Now you are on firm, solid ground.
Amen.
Huh? That you can stand on believing and expecting.
Amen.
And you can speak words over your life based on what He said. If you will say what He said,
yes,
He will do what you say.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you're saying what He said. He'll do what you said because He's confirming His word in your mouth.
Amen.
Can you see this, class?
Yes.
And so we've been giving reasons one after another why we're sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. We looked at the Lord's my shepherd. Should you say the Lord is my shepherd?
Yes.
Yeah. The goodness of God. Should you say God is good?
Yes.
And God is good to me?
Yes.
I've heard people say, God never done anything for me.
Oh,
about fell off my chair when this heard this particular person had said that. I thought, are you kidding? Because I knew a bunch of things God had done for them. Well, God's never done anything for me. Makes you want to slap them. Huh? On both sides.
Yes.
And go, what is wrong with you? But if you say that, you close the doors to God do it. Because you are disagreeing with Him. And you are speaking lies concerning Him. I want to hear you say it out loud. God,
my God,
is good to me.
Good to me.
He has done so much for me. And He will do so much more. God is good to me. That needs to come out of your mouth. God is good to me. God is good to me. I know some years ago I taught a series in our churches on Thanksgiving victory. And how that it's a key to overcoming and staying victorious is continually giving thanks.
Yes.
And a lot of scriptures on that. In everything, give thanks. And, you know, instead of worrying and that kind of thing, be thankful. And anyway, at the end of that series, we were impressed about it. And I had to make some little picture frame things and put all different places of the ministry, remember to be thankful, because I wanted us not to forget that in weeks and months to come. Well, we've had those in the different places around the church for years. And I came in, I don't know, this was 6 months ago, whatever it was, maybe longer than that. And one of those were sitting on the table where I was coming in to get ready for the service. Remember to be thankful. And I looked at it, and the Lord said, that's wrong. I thought, whoa. Well, we've only had it for what? 7 years? That's wrong. I thought, wow. Remember to be thankful is wrong. He said, that's not what I told you to do. Give thanks.
Mm.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes.
In everything, give thanks. That's not the same as you can be thankful silently.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Did you hear this?
Yes.
And I, when he said that, I saw it. I thought, look at that. I missed it on that, right? And so I immediately said, guys, we got to get these out of here. We got to get them changed. And what? Remember to
give
thanks. Now that's going to require you to what?
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth. Is that right?
Yes.
And make some sound.
Yes. Amen.
Express your gratitude.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give thanks. Give praise.
Yes.
Give worship.
Hallelujah.
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 Not just think about it. Do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, give thanks.
Give
thanks. And so that's what we're talking about with all these things. We're giving thanks that the Lord is our shepherd. We're giving thanks for the goodness of God. We're declaring it. We're saying it. And like I mentioned, my friend, Brother Jerry Savelle, and him talking about favor, he would confess this over himself, I guess, every day. And he would say, the anointing, the blessing rather, the blessing of the Lord is on me. The favor of the Lord surrounds me. And something good is happening for me today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you say that with faith, it sets things in motion.
Amen.
Around you.
Yes.
And for you.
Hallelujah.
Your angels will go, ha, finally,
yay.
And so they got something to do. So many people's angels are just hanging around like this all the time. When's that guy going to say something, you know? And somebody will start to say something, and they'll get ready, and then they go, but I guess it won't work out. So they lean back. No, let's say something God can work with.
Amen.
Something the Holy Spirit can work with.
Yes.
Something holy angels can work with.
Amen.
Said out loud, the blessing of the Lord.
The blessing of the Lord
is on me.
Is on me.
The favor of the Lord.
The favor of the Lord
surrounds me. And good things, are happening for me. Today.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You believe it?
Yes.
You say it?
Yes.
He has a right to bring it to pass.
Amen.
Because it's His words in your mouth.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And our time's up again. Well, come back tomorrow, and we might talk about the next point on our study here. We'll see you soon here in Faith School.